Hello and welcome to the Money Marketing Podcast, and welcome to this special series of Weekend Essay Podcasts. Join us as we delve into the personal narratives of our editorial team, exploring the intersection of life experiences and financial advice. From triumphs to setbacks, each episode offers a candid glimpse into the journeys that shape our perspectives on money management. Get ready to uncover the human side of finance as we share our stories, insights, and lessons learned along the way. Welcome to the Weekend Essays on the Money Marketing Podcast.
A fact that surprises most people when I tell them is that I'm half Iranian. I also share my name with Darius the Great, Darius the Second, and Darius the Third, all kings of Persia or ancient Iran. My mother was born in Tehran, the capital of Iran, and myself and my family still uphold some Iranian traditions. I enjoyed my mother's Iranian cuisine when she cooks now and then. It was my mum and sister's birthday recently. They share the same birthday. We went to an Iranian restaurant in Lee, London, called the Caspian. I recommend this place to anyone keen to sample Iranian food. Currently, I am reading a book called Darius the Great Is Not Okay by Adib Khorram, which is about a half-Iranian teenage boy called Darius who lives in America and visits Iran for the first time with his family. Seeing as my name is Darius, I'm half-Iranian and I've never visited Iran, I feel like I have a few similarities with the book's protagonist. Recently, my family and I celebrated Nowruz, the Iranian New Year. It fell on the 20th of March this year and celebrates the first day of spring. Nowruz means new day and dates back to the Persian religion, Zoroastrianism, one of the world's oldest faiths. You may have even noticed the Google Doodle that celebrated Nowruz, which was published on the search engine on the 19th of March. To celebrate Nowruz, Iranians place seven symbolic items on a table, which all begin with the letter S in Farsi, the Iranian language. The seven items are sabzi, sprouts or lentils of wheatgrass cultivated in a plate, samanu, wheat germ is used to make a delicious pudding, senjed, dried olista, sir, garlic, sib, apple, sumak, a crushed spice, and sirkeh, vinegar. Sabzi symbols rebirth and growth, samanu, power and strength, senjed, love, sumak, sunrise, sirkeh, patience, sib, beauty, and sir, health and medicine. One tradition tied to Nowruz is spring cleaning, which I feel has important links to financial planning. Spring cleaning your finances might include reviewing your budget, setting up automated savings, checking your emergency fund, and optimizing your pension savings. Another aspect of Nowruz, giving gifts, also has a link to advice, the idea of financial gifts, making investments or contributing to a savings account. Indeed, advisors could use the Iranian New Year as a jumping board to discuss such topics with their clients or take the opportunity to reach out to the Iranian community in the UK during Nowruz. A New Year is always a good time to catch up with someone about their financial objectives or plans and how to help achieve them. It's also a chance to talk to an Iranian about retirement or investment strategies, potentially through workshops. Nowruz also signifies resilience and hope. During a period of market volatility and higher than usual inflation, an advisor can reiterate the importance of maintaining a long-term perspective during uncertain times. Advisors can enforce discipline to make sure clients diversify investments and focus on their long-term financial objectives despite short-term market fluctuations. Finally, Nowruz is a time of generosity and charitable giving, reflecting values of compassion and social responsibility. Advisors can do their bit by highlighting the significance of philanthropy and community involvement in wealth management discussions. Remember that charity donations are tax-free, as the tax either goes to the person donating the gift or the charity itself. So, as Iranians and potentially some advisors after reading my weekend essay would say, Eid Nowruz Mubarak, Happy New Year.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of our weekend essay series. We do hope that you enjoyed it. Please do keep up to date with all our new releases via Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and everywhere else you get your podcasts from. You can also keep up to date with all our new content published on the Money Marketing website, as well as our print edition Money Marketing magazine, so make sure to subscribe. Follow us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and Threads. See you next time.